Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Mike Daugherty, and here's what's happening. After a meeting with leaders in Philadelphia and Harrisburg, Governor Tom Wolf announced several actions to improve law enforcement relations with the community and strengthen training and accountability.
I need to show that I'm listening. All of us here in Harrisburg need to show that people are being heard. So today, I'm taking steps to address concerns about longstanding violence and oppression against Pennsylvanians of color.
The governor outlined numerous actions directed at meaningful reforms, including a thorough review and revision of use of force training. Many of the actions are based on the 21st Century Policing Task Force, created in 2015 under President Obama after massive protests in Ferguson, Missouri. Daycare centers, offices, and retail stores in Philadelphia are among the businesses that will be reopening today under Pennsylvania's yellow phase. Safety guidelines like wearing masks, social distancing, and hand washing remain in place. KYW's John McDevitt reports city officials are approaching the start of this reopening process with caution.
In addition to legal and logistical aspects, City Managing Director Brian Abernethy says there were concerns to allow outdoor dining at restaurants because of the ongoing demonstrations.
Instead, we intend to allow outdoor dining to resume for businesses with existing outdoor seating beginning next Friday, June 12th. Our additional guidance, which will include options both for existing outdoor dining setups and new strategies for restaurants that do not currently have outdoor seating, will be shared as soon as it's available.
He says the protests have slightly delayed city services to resume from Saturday to Monday, June 8th. Days after he put out a statement on county letterhead calling Black Lives Matter a left-wing hate group and accusing its members of domestic terrorism, Montgomery County Commissioner Joe Gale is censured by his fellow commissioners. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
The resolution censuring Republican Montgomery County Commissioner Joe Gale says Gale should at least follow the bare minimum standard of conduct county employees are held to, and if he won't, he should resign. But Gale says he's not backing down.
I will speak for the tens of thousands of people who elected me.
30-plus speakers lashed out at Gale during public comment.
You come from the brand of politics where clearly everything new is like some sort of like WWE match.
If you cannot see that you have negatively affected the county by what you did, you were blind.
An apology will not make up for your hateful ignorance.
As a fellow Christian, I beg you, think about your choices.
The resolution says only the state legislature can remove a county commissioner. Commission Chairwoman Val Arcush says she wishes they could do more than censure. First, his statue was removed. Now the owners of the Frank Rizzo mural in South Philly say the looming image of the former mayor is being replaced.
The mural will be covered over with a paint coating, and then a new mural will be worked on pretty expeditiously.
Michelle Gambino is the acting business manager of the South 9th Street Business Association. In a statement, the group says it's time to put a new image and help the black community heal. That's the All Local. I'm Mike Daugherty. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play KYW News Radio.